David Soul is here, everybody. Hey. You know, there's been such a lot of excitement about you coming in today. I've told them, I don't know why.
The roar of one cloud, and one crowd out, and one hand clapping.
Yeah. David Soul, actor and singer, who's best known as Hutch in the hit TV series Starsky and Hutch, alongside Paul Michael Glaser, which ran from 1975 to 79. David first gained attention, and this is great because we sometimes see this, as the covered man appearing on the Merv Griffin Show, which was a talk show in America, 1966. And you sang, right, but whilst wearing a mask?
Oh, yeah. It's a long story. You know, we got that show here called the Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah, that was great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm the original.
You did the original.
I am the original. And I went to New York, I suppose, escaping where I was living at the time, rather than going to New York.
Yeah.
And I put a mask on and called myself a covered man. And I would not speak except to say one line. My name is David Soul. And I want to be known for my music. End of story. Wouldn't talk.
Oh, wow.
Drove people crazy.
I remember you, of course, in one of the Clint Eastwood movies where you were the kind of policeman gone bad, right?
Well, yeah. Almost. It was called Curbstone Justice.
Yeah.
So many people who had broken the law get away with it. So we decided, these cops decided that they were going to take justice into their own hands. And they turned out to be bad cops,
yeah,
obviously.
Clint was on to you.
Well, it took him a while.
Yeah, I know it did, but he knew in the end.
And I was good at nemesis. I was his nemesis.
I know. So Starsky and Hutch, it was a phenomenon, beyond a phenomenon, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
And it's still out there now. And
no, it's amazing.
We know the characters. We know you. We love you. We love the stories. We can watch it again and again. What was it all about for you? Was it about the relationships?
Yes, absolutely. To wit, I will say that 50 years down the road, Paul is still my best friend.
Great.
And one of the keys to that show was, there was a line early in the pilot that said, who do we trust? Me and thee.
Yes.
And that was the name of that whole series, was Me and Thee.
Yeah.
But Paul and I, through thick and thin, and he, you know, through the death of Elizabeth, his wife, and through a lot of the problems that I had myself, so we've stayed with each other all these years, and I still regard him as my best friend.
But that gave you the springboard, he said, moving on to another area, to go back to music. What was your first hit back in the day then, on top of the show?
That would have been Don't Give Up On Us.
Yeah.
Which is now Don't Throw Up On Me, Baby.
But how did that part of the musical career come about then? Did they come to you because of the Starsky and Hutch fame, or did you go off from that and say, I want to make music again?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that they knew that I was a folk singer and that I'd done, you know, a lot of work as a singer. And I continued to do it live. I mean, I was down at the Troubadour playing with people, you know, like James Taylor, and the whole crowd in Los Angeles at that time was fantastic. Everybody was just starting out, and it was great. Carly Simon and all those people. So they knew that I was into music.
Yeah.
But there's no question that the Starsky and Hutch occasioned them to come to me to say, would you like to do an album?
I remember reading years ago that you were living on a houseboat and you'd come to the UK. What I couldn't work out is, what made you come here?
I was asked by Bill Kenwright to come and do a play. And I was in Paris at the time doing, I'd done a couple of films there. And he said, would you like to come over and do a play? Well, I've always wanted to do something in England.
Weren't the songs hits seriously here first? I mean, you had one after another here, didn't you?
Yeah. Silver Lady was the second one.
Silver Lady, the second one. I mean, did you...
Then going in with my eyes open.
So I've got three CDs in front of me.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you all about them. Next Friday, March 6th, David will release David Soul Gold. It's a three CD set featuring 44 tracks from across his singing career, including It Sure Brings... Oh, It Sure Brings Out the Love in My Eyes. We haven't played that yet. That's got to be played, isn't it? I mean, you know, we're of an age where we know all of these songs and they're brilliant. I mean, they are now kind of, and you'll be embarrassed by this, they're sort of standards, aren't they, in pop music terms?
Yeah, well, there's one word to describe me, that's standard.
Oh, come on. I mean, you've got a great voice and those songs are fantastic and are well remembered and actually are kind of not necessarily of an era. You know, they could have been made last week.
I think that was both a bane and a boon for me. I suppose professionally speaking, had I been more genre-oriented, had I gone more for one kind of bag, it might have been a little different matter. But I don't like that. See, I like to go all over the place.
Mm.
I am a folk singer, and I like blues, and I like rock, and I like ballads, and I like folk, and I like all kinds of music. And that's what these three CDs represent. They represent the whole sort of panoply of my interests in music. I just love music.
Yeah.
That's all.
And when you did your gigs, was it mainly screaming women that came, or was there some of the other stuff that you wanted as well? Some of the folks?
Just send me over a dozen of your best screamers.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve.
Well, no, I mean, so no screaming girls?
Well, yeah, there were. Yeah, I remember the very first concert I did, I think, was in when I first came over here. And I'd been met at the airport with 5,000 girls, you know. And screaming here at Heathrow.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't like it is today.
But they must have been exciting times.
Well, they were, but it was scary too, you know. I mean, I never experienced that sort of thing. We were cloistered away doing Starsky and Hutch 14 hours a day. And
was there ever a time actually you wish that Starsky and Hutch didn't happen? And did that get in the way of the music, do you think?
No, I would go out and do concerts on the weekends. I'd finish day's work on Friday, hop on a plane, fly to Chicago or Cleveland or what have you, and do a concert over the weekend, fly back on a Sunday night, get up 7 o'clock in the morning, go back to work.
Busy days.
So when I came over here to England, that was the first, like, real exposure to people. And it was unbelievably crazy. And you can imagine scary. It's like fatherhood. You're not really prepared for it if you've never had one, you know?
I mean, look, you're in loads of stuff now, of course. I mean, Jerry Springer, the opera we spoke to you about years ago, Holby City, Murder, She Wrote, Salem's Lot, Flipper, and more recently, Filth, and Lewis, of course.
Well, I was a dead person.
Were you a dead person? I didn't see the episode.
Yeah, but we're good.
Yeah. Well, how long were you in it for? Were you in it just for...
It's long enough to be in the morgue.
I think in another episode you should come back to life suddenly.
I think they were planning that and then they cancelled the show. That's the way it works.
David Soul Gold will be released as a 3-CD set featuring 44 tracks next Friday. That's March 6th. And then on April 24th, a 14-track version will be available on gold-coloured vinyl. And here's an idea for you. What about this idea? Maybe, you know, in a few months' time, tour it. Go around and do the tour it. What is...
Tired of drifting and searching, shifting from town to town. Every time I slip and slide a little further down.